Only 20 years ago, mouth and tongue caresses of the sexual organs were frequently considered perverse. Since then, such prejudices, not based on any facts, have largely disappeared. Yet many couples still harbor certain unadmitted doubts as to whether such practices are entirely normal, while others are at a loss to decide which practices bring the greatest enjoyment. One thing is certain. Cunnilingus, oral stimulation of the vulva, and fellatio, oral stimulation of the penis, are not perverse. Whatever furthers shared erotic enjoyment, and thus pair bonding, is never abnormal. Many couples value such practices highly, since sexually hard to please women, thanks to cunnilingus, can experience orgasms even if their partner usually reaches orgasm faster than they do. Those women who are experienced in lovemaking usually prefer the intense erotic enjoyment of these mouth caresses above all other practices, with perhaps the exception of mutual orgasm. Many of these women describe the orgasm reached through oral caresses as penetrating and almost unbearably sweet. The fact that many men have a secret predilection for fellatio is proven by the fact that this is the one service most often demanded from prostitutes. The professional fellatio artist can set her fee as high as she pleases and get it. Wives, who often consider fellatio as an unreasonable demand and below their dignity, should remember all the many massage parlors which have been springing up everywhere recently, and consider why men like to utilize their services. This could perhaps change their attitude. The passive partner can fully savor the erotic joys of oral caresses only if he or she is able to concentrate fully on his or her enjoyment, as any distraction will diminish this enjoyment. This is why oral caresses should not be mutual, but should be enjoyed separately. Soixante neuf, a position which many couples think is the most enjoyable of all oral caresses, does present visual stimulation, but it is very taxing and uncomfortable, and distracts each participant from full enjoyment. This position may have its place as a playful interlude, but it does not fully promote erotic enjoyment. The most beautiful cunnilingus caresses. In order to be able to enjoy her partner's oral caresses to the fullest, the woman must be comfortable and free to move at will. The simplest position is also the best position. The woman lies on her back and spreads her thighs as wide as possible, bends her knees, and rests her feet on the bed. Her partner approaches her from below, in such a way that his face is directly above her vulva. For very slender women, a pillow under the buttocks will raise the genital area somewhat to create better access for the partner. Now the woman can pull the labia up and spread them wide with her hands, or the man reaches over her thighs with his arms and opens the vulva himself. Maximum stimulation occurs if the various parts of the vulva are stroked alternately with a soft and then a rigid tongue, and a strong stimulation should not be followed by a weaker one. The clitoris should be worked on last. Kissing, licking, and caressing all the parts of the vulva and the lower parts of the vagina should be spaced in such a way that the female partner trembles with anticipation until finally, as the male reaches the clitoris, she screams and writhes in ecstasy. Orgasm may follow orgasm if the man continues massaging the clitoris with his rigid tongue. If, towards the end, the male comes too close to the clitoral glands, the clitoris will retract and he will lose contact. The result will be frustration for the woman, and this must be avoided at all costs. Here is a combination action which should give a woman the most intensive enjoyment. The man should position himself in such a way that he is able to stroke the vagina during cunnilingus. Success here depends largely on delicate handling. For instance, the right-handed man should preferably use the index finger of the left hand, which he should introduce into the vagina in such a way the knuckle points downward. He then should penetrate as far as possible and bend his finger slightly downward until the tip of his finger touches the lower part of the woman's pelvis. As he continues his caresses, he should massage in circular motions the lower part of the woman's pelvis. Careful, the fingernail must be cut as short as possible. At the same time, he should press with his thumb on the woman's perineum, which will enhance the stimulation. This technique can give many women the kind of enjoyment they may have never before experienced. A short rest is recommended before turning to actual intercourse. The loveliest fellatio caresses. Although some women have come to accept the idea that cunnilingus is not dirty, very few females have learned the technique of fellatio well. This dichotomy entails a certain danger which should not be underestimated. Men have of late become conscious of the art of loving. Thus, merely satisfying their immediate needs hardly suffices anymore. They also long for the expert partner. If a married man should chance on an outside partner who provides him with the exquisite enjoyment of fellatio, he may probably become more and more estranged from his wife if she refuses him fellatio. Therefore, wives should try to reinforce the pair bonding in their partnership with the help of artful lovemaking. And marital lovemaking nowadays should include the most beautiful caresses fellatio can provide. First, the female partner must become very familiar with all the details of her husband's penis, just as he had to learn everything about her vulva. Some women do not even know where the most sensitive point, the libido center, is located on the penis, and they regard this organ as nothing but a more or less insensate object. They seem to forget that a man's penis is no less sensitive than their own clitoris. Every woman who strives for pair bonding, held together by enjoyable sex, should always be careful to treat her man as sensitively as she, herself, would like to be treated. The position which a man and woman assume for fellatio may be decisive for the man's enjoyment. For, if the woman should crouch between her partner's legs, she would prevent him from pressing his thighs together, which may enhance his enjoyment of orgasm. This is the best position for fellatio. The man should lie comfortably on his back. His partner should crouch or recline at his side in such a way that she is able to reach his penis with her mouth and with her hands, both from the side and from below. Oral caresses should then best be started in this manner. With the thumb and index finger of one hand, the woman should encircle the penis at the root. With this ring grip, she can vary the pressure on the penis and, by squeezing harder, can increase the erection. She supports herself with the other hand, or if this hand is free, uses it to manipulate the man's foreskin. In fellatio, even more so than in cunnilingus, it is important to achieve a slow build-up of the excitement. If the woman, by prematurely strong stimulation of the sensuous triangle, causes orgasm too early in the game, she deprives her partner of great erotic enjoyment. Most men prefer fellatio for the very reason that this particular form of love play provides him with the mounting excitement of sexual expectation. The clinical name for this anticipatory phase just prior to orgasm is the plateau, and this is more widely experienced by women than by men. Women can remain on this plateau at the brink of ultimate enjoyment for 1 minute or longer when their love partner is both sensitive and understanding. Men are usually deprived of this experience, yet expert fellatio can bring the man to a fairly long-lasting plateau. In order to achieve this, the woman should not touch her partner's sensuous triangle immediately. This triangle is located between the two lower rings of the corona, where the foreskin adheres to the penis and stretches to the tip of the glands. The woman may kiss and lick the entire penis and the scrotum. She may alternately loosen and tighten her grip. She may delicately stimulate the tip of the glands and move the penis skin up and down. In short, she may stimulate the entire penis in various and alternating ways, but she should not touch the sensuous triangle. Only when the man is highly excited and begs for release should the woman softly stroke the sensuous triangle with her tongue. If she does this with expertise, she can create long-lasting feelings of excitement which could bring him to the brink of, and yet not to actual, orgasm. Then if she slowly increases the stimulation, the man will finally go over the brink. By means of the ring grip, the female partner is in complete control. Even before the man himself senses the onset of orgasm, she can feel the initial spasms at the root of the penis. At that moment, she should take the glands in her mouth and apply ever-increasing tongue stimulation to the sensuous triangle. Rhythmic suction, but not too strong, greatly enhances the man's enjoyment. She should continue the sucking while the spasms slowly die away. She then loosens the ring grip and softly continues the stimulation, but only if her partner asks for this. Quite a few men find any stimulation after orgasm disagreeable and often painful. Pornographic movies often show the woman moving her body and her head wildly in fellatio. Believe me, this is strictly film technique. In reality, such movement would disturb the man's sexual enjoyment. In fellatio, as in cunnilingus, it is fine details, not agitation, which makes an artist. Just as some women like cunnilingus as a means to reach orgasm prior to actual intercourse, so do some men prefer to enjoy fellatio as a separate experience. But this depends entirely on the individual. A man who reacts quickly and also recuperates soon after ejaculation usually is capable of subsequent intercourse. But a man with good staying power might like to share his initial ejaculation intercourse with his partner. We are now nearing the end of Reel 4, the last reel of this documentary series. Naturally, in a film documentary series, there is always a greater limitation of available time than in, for instance, a book. We hope we have succeeded in the limited amount of time and footage allotted to us in bringing you information on new and exciting sexual adventures in marriage. We recommend that you read our new book, Sexual Adventures in Marriage. It will give you additional information on many of the subjects shown and discussed in this film. See the enclosed brochure or send $7.95 to Pentar Books, Inc., P.O. Box 1555, Grand Central Station, New York, New York, 10017. I will repeat, send $7.95 to Pentar Books, Inc., P.O. Box 1555, Grand Central Station, New York, New York, 10017.